At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Well, the remains of Fred moving through this morning with showers, some thunderstorms, then partly sunny, sticky middle 80s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, 70, partly sunny, moderately humid, Friday, middle 80s. Over the weekend, Saturday, hazy, humid, thunderstorms afternoon, evening, middle 80s, and then Sunday into Monday, a lot will depend on Henri, with showers, thunderstorms, and wind in the lower to middle 80s. That's what we are going to talk about. Henri, 70-mile-per-hour winds to the west by about 500 miles of Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, still moving toward the coast. We expect that Henri will be turning to the north, and then it's going to slow down eventually over this weekend. Question is it turn northeast or stay north? All depends on an upper air jet stream. The stronger the jet, the more northerly path it takes. The weaker the jet, more northeasterly, passing south and east to Cape Cod. So inevitable that Cape Cod will feel effects, whether it's going to be minor, moderate, major effects, or direct hit, hard to say. As far as Long Island, we're not out of the woods, especially Suffolk County. So we have to watch very, very carefully. The Hurricane Center will be sending in a special plane today that will be sampling a lot of data from around the atmosphere of the storm. Hopefully, this data will go into the computer models and help get a more definitive path. But hurricanes, as you know, have their own minds, and this will just take some very, very careful watching, and that's exactly what we'll be doing, so we'll keep you posted. Comments, questions, you name it, just email us at weather@walkradio.com. And remember, stick to the rules. The virus doesn't stick to you.